Chapter 17. Allison sighed. The last thing she wanted to do on date night was stand in a parking garage wrapped in an invisibility spell waiting for assassins to appear. But that's how the night had gone. Her original plan was to stand beside a Chevy. Her dad's prejudices had somehow manifested in her behavior, but Mason made it clear that they should stay near her car. That was most likely where whoever was following them would look once they realized they had lost sight of their quarry. They both wove a few minor anti-tracking wards, not enough to stop serious efforts, but at least enough that they would likely know if someone used magic to search for them. "This sucks," she muttered, "and I can't shake the feeling that these aren't merely some idiots from the Eastern Union or Vargas's hitmen."
"You think so?"
He shrugged.
"I saw them. The more I think about it, the more I wonder if they weren't trying to actually be careful."
"Yeah, you saw them," she frowned, "but I didn't, so they were being careful enough." He winked.
"Being a bodyguard originally, rather than a bounty hunter, has its advantages at times. I think you're still obsessed with hunting people rather than being hunted. It's why we make such a great team, eh?"
"Maybe." She folded her arms and tapped her foot. It was annoying not being able to see herself or her boyfriend while they talked. They'd waited there for 20 minutes already. Their pursuers were either lazy or they had lost them. "I wonder what this is about. There are too many people on a growing list of people I have pissed off. Sometimes it's weird not knowing who might be coming to kill you." "Yeah, I see what Carla was getting at. When Dad was hunted by Hurricane or assassins, I was safe at the School of Necessary Magic. But if I have a kid, they won't be a high schooler ready to be sent off to a magical boarding school. And things like waiting to ambush people following you during date night aren't all that compatible with a stable family life. Then again, it's not like Mom and Dad have totally given up their old jobs. She's not doing any raids while she's pregnant, but he hasn't even bothered to keep it that low-key since she got pregnant."
"Got them," Mason murmured. "They're coming our way."
Allison looked around since she couldn't see him and where he was looking. The clack of footfalls echoed with increasing loudness as a half-dozen almost identical men in dark suits marched up the stairs and onto the concrete parking area. They glanced around for a moment before they strode toward Allison's car. None carried any obvious weapons, but they could hide a decent-sized wand or gun in their suit jackets.
"I won't let them hurt the spider," she declared. "Are you ready? We have the surprise here."
"We can't kill them without knowing who they are."
"I know that," she replied. "I'm hoping simply the fact that we have the drop on them will convince them they've already lost this one. But we'll see."
"Ladies first,"
he murmured in response.
"I'll try to avoid hitting your car."
"Very funny." She layered a shield over herself and extended a shadow blade. The combined magical effects disrupted the spell hiding her. The six men turned, tilted their heads at the same angle and same time, and looked vaguely curious, but not angry, concerned, threatened, or, for that matter, even vaguely surprised.
"Yeah, that's not creepy at all," she observed and pointed her blade at them. "Okay, you've followed us around tonight, so let's hear the spiel about how you'll kill the Dark Princess, blah, blah, and show your power. I assume this is some feeble assassination attempt."
She flicked the wrist of her free hand.
"Or we can cut to the chase, and I can explain how I'll defeat you and that this is pointless. You don't want me as an enemy. Trust me. You really don't. I don't even have to know who you are to tell you that."
Mason took the opportunity to cast his own shield spell before he activated his strength and speed spells. The six men didn't react at all, and the same neutral expression masked their faces. Even if they couldn't sense the magic, his obvious movements and incantations should have tipped them off.
"What do they know that we don't?"
"They haven't reacted much, and they also haven't tried to stop us from preparing for a fight."
One of the men stepped forward, his arms at his sides. There was nothing particularly noteworthy about him compared with the others. They weren't sextuplets, but she wouldn't have been surprised if they were related.
"Is that who they are? Some weird magical family or something?"
"We don't desire trouble with you, Allison Brownstone,"
the man explained, his voice flat and devoid of any hint of feeling.
We feel engaging you in battle would be a fruitless expenditure of resources for little gain. You currently only incidentally threaten our goals.
Then you can back the hell off, she suggested. But not before you tell me who you are. I don't appreciate creepy guys stalking me when I'm on a date.
The team spread out with no tension at all on their faces. They were either delusional or very brave.
You do not need to know who we are at this moment,
their apparent leader nodded.
Everything we do is for the betterment of this world. That might not immediately be clear, but we can assure you of that. Myopia may cause some to not understand that, but it's not our concern.
Many tyrants who butcher millions on their way to consolidating power claim they do it for a better world,
Allison scoffed. She lowered her arm but didn't release the magic fueling her shadow blade. She wanted the men to understand that she could attack them at any moment.
So I have no reason to believe anything you weird and suspicious guys who have followed me around have to say in that regard. You don't exactly give off a hardened criminal vibe, but there is a rich tapestry of twisted bastards out there.
The man stared at Allison, and for the first time, something almost approaching actual feeling appeared on his face.
Your belief is unnecessary,
he replied. He turned toward Mason.
Neither of your beliefs are necessary. Only your compliance in this situation.
Our compliance? She narrowed her eyes. I don't get it. If you don't want trouble with me, why are you trawling the city in a big pack looking for me? Somehow I doubt it's because you all really, really like me and want my autograph.
We needed to secure your presence, he shrugged, but only for a limited time. We are now doing that. You are complying with our goals.
Mason frowned.
What do you mean by that? You're stalling us? An appropriate description. Don't worry. We anticipate our business with you will be over very soon. Our estimates suggest a high probability of success. We apologize for the inconvenience, but we can't risk your interference with our overall operation.
Allison grew a pair of shadow wings. Sometimes flashier spells made for better intimidation.
You're really starting to piss me off.
She gritted her teeth for a moment to regain a calm tone.
And I don't like the fact that you're hanging around my car and talking about deliberately stalling us. That means you're up to something you know I wouldn't like. And I'm beginning to think I should simply carve through you and fly up to see what trouble you've caused.
Battling us would be pointless, the man insisted. And you will not be able to see anything from flying around this area.
Pointless? Why? Because we'd eliminate you in 3 seconds?
Any conflict with you in this parking garage will likely result in high casualties on our side. That has been taken into account for all operational estimates. It's as I told you. We're not here to engage in battle.
He shrugged and gestured around the space and at the different types of cars and trucks parked within.
All our intelligence suggests this tactical environment would favor you. But we can engage here in a way that will delay your escape from this area.
She marched forward, but the men didn't move.
Get out of my way, or I'll teach you a little something about compliance. We will leave,
her opponent insisted with an easy shrug,
when we receive orders to that effect.
Who gives the orders?
Mason asked, his wand still pointed at the men.
You don't need to know that information at this time. A superior gives the orders. Our goal is to carry out those orders.
Well, aren't you the good little soldier?
She studied the odd team quickly. They had made no attempt to arm themselves. She sensed some light magic from them, but not as much as she would have suspected. Unless they had a spectacular surprise, she could lay them out without too much trouble. A light buzzing noise sounded. Allison raised her blade, ready to defend herself. The leader raised his arm to look at his watch.
I will kill you if necessary, she threatened.
That will not be necessary.
The man turned to the others.
Retreat. Losses against Allison Brownstone are now considered unacceptable.
His comrades nodded in response, and the entire group of six slowly retreated, their attention still fixed on the couple.
That's right, she brandished her blade. Congratulations for not being idiots, but whoever you are and whatever this is about doesn't end today. I'll find out who you are.
and we'll finish the discussion about why you were following us. All actions have consequences. Your suggested plan is logical.
The emotionless reply startled her for a moment, and she let it slide.
Mason walked to her side, his wand still in his hand, but not pointed at the men.
The team reached the stairs and finally turned their backs as they jogged down. They still didn't betray any fear or concern.
Allison's face twisted in disgust. Okay, I don't know who those guys were, but they are creepy.
And what was with always referring to me as Allison Brownstone?
He shrugged.
What's so weird about that? It's your name.
I don't call you Mason Lind every time I refer to you directly. It's weird.
She shook her head.
I don't know. The way they said it made my skin crawl, and we still don't know who they are.
Do you regret letting them walk?
She shook her head.
I don't know enough about their capabilities to risk a big fight here. For all I know, they'll self-destruct like that revenant and bring this entire parking garage down. If someone's smart enough to back off when I tell them to back off, that's a good thing. We can investigate and then take the fight to them.
Her phone rang. She fished around in her pocket to locate it. The call was from Tahir.
Good timing, she answered. We had the weirdest run-in with some freaks.
Then I would call that rather suspicious timing,
he responded.
Or worrisome.
Allison frowned.
What do you mean?
I can't get hold of Hannah. She sent me a text about taking Omni for a walk, but when I got home, she was still gone and hasn't answered her phone.
Tension infused his voice.
I also can't track her or her phone. I'm currently searching the neighborhood visually with drones.
She closed her eyes and took a deep breath.
Damn it. That explains it.
Explains what?
The infomancer demanded. I thought we scared off the guys who followed us, but they basically told us their plan. They were here to stall us. Probably while they targeted Hannah, who was conveniently with Omni. I imagine they were even deliberately chatty because they thought that would delay us longer than fighting. The timing is too perfect.
She shook her head.
I think whoever sent that message to you about Omni made their move. Mason and I are on our way. Maybe a ritual will help with tracking.
What if that's no longer useful?
Tahir asked, his voice tight.
Allison drew a deep breath and released it slowly, and her heart pounded even harder than it had during her confrontation. She refused to believe Hannah was dead.
If you're saying what I think you're saying, we'll identify who is behind it and we'll make them wish they were only Herrigan,
she stated coldly.
But the Herrigan were annihilated,
he replied.
Exactly. We'll be there soon.
She nodded to Mason.
Let's go.
As she hung up, the phone buzzed with a text from Dreisi addressed to her, Mason, Tahir, and Hannah.
Some men were following me, but they backed off suddenly. Have no bloody clue who they were. I don't think they were drunken hooligans, but they didn't come off as pros either.
She gritted her teeth. At this point, she wouldn't have been surprised to learn the men in suits had caused several traffic accidents to keep the team away from their friend.